Welcome to the very first On the Road Home podcast with Ken Crawford. These podcasts will be after every game, and there's an opportunity for me to share with the world my thoughts on Cal Bear football. The title comes from the idea that I'm going to be coming home from every game, and that's when I want to talk about things. Originally, I had intended this year to go to every game, and, well, that's not going to work out this year. The road games are just not going to be doable, and I'll have to be doing those on the road home from my couch. But I will be doing them on the road home from home games, and we'll give you my thoughts on the game and how the team's doing. Today I'm going to be covering new things on my website. This is a new website for me, opportunity for me to branch out and do more stuff. Obviously, you're listening to the podcast, so you know about that section, but I'd like to run through the rest. First is the blog page. I've had a blog running for a long time now. This will just be a continuation of that, with commentary on the team, players, coaches, upcoming opponents, games, recruiting, scheduling, anything that comes to mind about the Bears. I very much encourage commenters. Just keep the language clean and we'll all be fine. You also notice that I've added to the new blog some polls. I really like getting input from people and having the ability for others to see what we as a Cal Bear faithful are thinking. And no better way to do that than having polls. So on the blog page, answer the poll. The first one this week is, what do you think of the new website? And let me know. You also notice that I have a new blog role for 2007. I'm very picky about the blogs I link to because I want to make sure that they represent me well. I am endorsing them by putting them on my blog role. So please give those sites a look-see. I think they're all very good sites that are run by good people. The next thing I've got going this year is a pick'em site. I've actually created my own scripting to do a pick'em league of the Cal Bear faithful, although anyone's welcome to join in. The reason I decided to do it myself, as opposed to go with Yahoo or ESPN or one of those pick'em leagues, is that I don't want a top 25 pick'em league. I really don't care who wins between Syracuse and Clemson, and I don't care about caring about a team that just happens to be in the top 25 for a couple weeks and then falls right out. I'm not a national college football watcher. I'm much more of just a Cal Bear fan, and by extension, a Pac-10 fan. So the Pick'em League will be entirely a Pac-10 league with only games including Pac-10 teams. It will include their non-conference games, which does require people to branch out a little bit from the Pac-10, but it is only Pac-10 teams' games. So check that out. Join it. It's real easy to sign up. I don't ask for any other information besides what you want for a username and an email address and a password. The email address is just so that I can email out updates or announcements or anything like that. I guarantee you I'm not selling your email addresses. The next thing I've got going that this one unfortunately is not up and running yet, but it will be by the second week of the season, is a stats page. Last year I wrote a little program that allows me to track how teams are doing, not just statistically, but also compared to their opponents' statistics. So if Cal's, you know, rushing for 150 yards on the ground a game, how good is that? Well, if their opponents are only giving up 110 yards a game, that's pretty good. But if their opponents are giving up 160 yards a game on average, not so good. It actually means we're underperforming. And so I have the ability to not only look at one team's stats, but their opponent's stats that match that or reflect that. And then you can compare more than one team in that fashion. So I decided this year to make it available to everyone. Last year I only, you know, had the output of that in my articles and Rivals or on the blog. And this year I wanted to make sure that you could pick any two teams you wanted. Perhaps if you're a a Bruins fan and you want to see how they're going to match up against their next opponent, you can do that. So that will be available the second week of the season. It doesn't really mean much until you've played two games anyway, and that's when it'll be available. The next area that's there is an archives section. This is up and running, but it's small for now. It's going to grow over time. The goal here is that, you know, I keep these links of old sites that have, you know, old data, you know, whatever, the 2001 big game type of stuff. And these links keep changing on me, and I lose the ability to find information that I want. So the goal this year is to archive those pages, and then when they go away, I'll link to them on the archive page from my local repository so that we have all that information available. It's really mostly for me, but for those who want to be able to do some looking at old data, I'll have it available, and it's a go-to place for that information. So feel free to look around there, and definitely, if you have any suggestions, let me know. I'll include anything that I think is appropriate. The next section that also is kind of in progress and is probably the longest term project of the bunch, but one that I'm looking forward to, is the stadiums section. This stems out of last year's USC game, where the Cal visitor section was probably in Orange County, if not in Imperial County. I mean, it was way, way far away from the field, because the field has been shifted to now be on the opposite side, and they've put in this little set of bleachers, and it's just horrible all the way around. And what it means is when they shove people in the far corner, they're a long way from the field. So the idea I had was, let's find out just how far away that was. I mean, at a comparison to, say, the Coliseum to Memorial Stadium, how bad are we? And so what I did is I made outlines of all of the stadiums, or the goal is to make outlines for all of the stadiums. And then I'll overlay them on satellite imagery of each of the stadiums. So an example of this would be, you take Memorial Stadium and you overlay it on top of the Coliseum, and you'll find that not only is the Coliseum a better place, or excuse me, Memorial a better place to watch a game, but when you're sitting in the farthest seat at Memorial, you're actually closer than the closest seat in the Cal section at the Coliseum. So you'll see that image, as well as the Oregon State Stadium riser field overlaid on Memorial. I have those two up, and the goal is to eventually allow you to mix and match to look at any stadium overlaid on any other, and then perhaps all 10 of them together. So I'll be making those graphics over time, adding some other statistics like capacity and when it was opened and stuff like that. Basically round it out, have a full sense of Pac-10 stadiums and how they match up. So check out the graphic that's there about the Coliseum and Memorial. You'll see that how bad those seats were, and then come back in the future to as I expand it. The final section that's new is a t-shirt section. I've had it in my mind to design a 25th anniversary The Play t-shirt, and the goal is just to do it for myself, so that something me and my brother who goes to the game with me could wear. And now that they have printing services like Cafe Press and a number of others, it's not too hard to just print one shirt and for a reasonable price. It's more expensive than if you were to do screen printing for $100 per shirt, but it gets you one at a pretty reasonable price. And then it occurred to me that, you know, others may be interested in this shirt, and Cafe Press and others allow you to make these shirts available for others to buy them. And that's all well and good, and that's what I plan to do to start, but I had just a curiosity of whether it would be worth it to actually do a screen printing. Would there perhaps be enough interest in a shirt like that? So the goal is to, I have a survey on that page, and it will allow you to say if you'd be interested in that shirt, how much you're willing to pay, so I can see how it would actually match up with what the costs would be, and all of that. And then when you need it by, so I know if you know, you'd be willing to buy it in October or whether you want it before the season starts. So all of those things would help me understand whether a screen printing would be valuable. And please go fill out that survey if you're at all interested. It'll help me know whether it's worth doing a screen printing. My goal here is not to make any money. I mean, I might make a little on the screen printing, but so that, you know, if I don't sell five of the shirts, I'm not losing money. But the goal here is just to make a nice shirt, and I'll take a great deal of pride in knowing that a shirt I made is being worn by a number of people at Memorial. So those are all the new sections on the website. I hope people enjoy them. I hope people keep reading the blog. That's the key part of the site. It'll be dynamic and updated, you know, at least a few handful of times a week. And I thank you for tuning in to the very first On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford signing off.